Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Vasquez beaten away by Buffon. And then Ronaldo! Oh! What a goal by Cristiano Ronaldo!
Messi to the near post! Messi to the net!
Mamma mia! Lionel!
Romelu Chiesa now. Here's a Honduran. He'll whip it in back to the far post. Elis! Elber Feliz! La Panterita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Live from Los Angeles, here's Glenn Davis.
So we have a winner for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. The member associations of Canada, Mexico, and USA have been selected by the FIFA Congress to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Thank you.
Ah, you gotta love that. Let's give a round of applause to that. You gotta love that. That's excitement. World Cup coming back to the United States, also to Canada and Mexico. It's a unified bid. 48 teams will be a part of it then. Anybody that's out there tonight, sports fan, maybe just a Houstonian, you're flipping dials right now. Does it mean a lot to you that events like this come to Houston? I mean, it shines the light on the city that we all love. Take soccer out of it. I mean, I love the Houston soccer community because I've seen it grow in so many ways, and I've seen the unique people that are involved with it, have been involved with it since I came in 84. Immeasurable passion and people that love the game. Second hour here is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. We'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-4878, bilingual. So you might get in a car accident, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They love soccer. Okay, my sponsors love soccer. So that's why I would hope you can at least consider them and support them. The Daspit Law Firm is going to work 24-7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. Get advice at DaspitLaw.com. And King's Court Bar and Kitchen, good friend Jay down there. They got tremendous pub food down there. They also got amazing Indian food. I love the curry. It's 903 Hutchins Street, right by the stadium. And they got the deck up top. Looks right at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's a sick sight. It's a beautiful place to drink a beer and hang out. They've also got supporters groups there, 13 different monitors, big screen. They got it all at the King's Court Bar and Kitchen. King's Court TH. TX.com. King's Court TX.com. 903 Hutchins, and beautiful place to go pre and post game for any games that are at BBVA Compass Stadium. Straight to the phone lines and Mark. Mark, what do you have? Martin, excuse me. I'm sorry, Martin. What do you have?
Yeah, I just wanted to go through a couple of points. First of all, I have my prediction to win the World Cup this year. I have Brazil winning it, even as much as Germany, you know, how powerful they are. I think it's really tough to win two World Cups in a row, even like I said, how powerful Germany is. But I have Brazil winning it. Also, really, really excited. Like you, I woke up to the news. You know, I looked through my phone and I saw that, you know, United States, Mexico, and Canada hosting the 2026 World Cup. And that's something that I am really looking forward to. And, you know, I can't wait. Hopefully Houston is selected as one of the cities, you know, to host a couple of games. And, you know, for sure, I will be going to some of the games. No matter who comes and plays, you know, I think being at a World Cup game, you know, it's, you know, for a true soccer fan, you know, it's, for me, a dream. It will be a dream come true. And third of all, I know I know early in the first hour, you were talking about how far Mexico could go into the World Cup. I honestly see them getting out of the group stage and at least playing the fourth game. You know, I'm a Mexican-American, but I'm going to be honest here. All my friends that I know, my family members, you know, we all hate Juan Carlos Osorio. You know, his tactics, his mentality of the game. We are not really a big fan of him. You know, the only reason I say that Mexico can get out of the group stage is Osorio starts doing those rotations. As long as he, you know, maintains the same 11, you know, I think Mexico has a good enough team. And, you know, I'm going to go as far as saying even winning the group, you know. But if Osorio continues to do that rotation, you know, I think it's going to be really, really tough for them. And first of all,
you're not going to win the World Cup with only 11 players. So you're going to have a few more. I understand when you're coming from with the rotation, Martin. And just for everybody listening in, Mexico's in Group F. They'll start it off with Germany. They've also got Sweden, which knocked Italy out in the playoff, and South Korea. So it is a bit of a challenging group. But you used the word Mexicans hate Juan Carlos Osorio. Don't you think that's a little bit of a strong word?
That we hate?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, is it you dislike his?
No, I don't want to say that we hate him.
You don't hate the man,
you know? No, we don't. I don't want to say that we hate him. I should rephrase that. We kind of hate. We don't like the tactics that he had. You know,
right? And I hear that. And I hear that consistently, Martin. I hear that consistently. But the guy has been winning games for you. The guy's got you positioned. Before you pass judgment on him, don't you want to give him the World Cup, or are you nervous? And by the way, for everybody that's saying Gio Dos Santos is your star, if you're pinning your hopes on Gio Dos Santos, you're going to really be disappointed.
Oh, no. Right now for me, Carlos Vela is the number one Mexican player right now. You know, even
Chucky?
Though he set the MLS.
What about Irving,
you know,
Lozano?
For the LFC.
What about Chucky?
What about who?
Irving Lozano, Chucky.
Oh, Lozano. You know, I know Lozano and Tecatito, you know, those are great players. Great, great players. But the only thing that's lacking for them is the experience. And they're still kind of young, but they're really, really great players. I think the experience is that is kind of what Carlos Vela has experienced, you know. That's why I put Carlos Vela ahead of him. But, you know, Tecatito, you know, and Lozano, I think those are two great players as well. Unfortunately, like, Oribe has a lot of experience, but unfortunately for him, he's been lacking, you know, these past couple of months and years. But, you know, he's still going to the World Cup. He's one of those players that can surprise, but, you know, I don't put him up there like Vela and Tecatito and them. I don't even have Chicharito up there. Chicharito has, you know, been going down little by little. But
if Chicharito gets the right wide game around him and he gets people penetrating out wide and getting delivery in the box, he can score goals in a World Cup for you, and he can do some magical things, I believe.
Yeah, and same thing with Giovanni Dos Santos. He can do the same thing. But I don't put my faith on them. I'm putting my faith more on Carlos Vela, hopefully. And I know you said that it doesn't only take 11 players, you know, and I agree with that. But the way that Osorio has shown us in the past couple of years, his rotations, you know, it's not only two or three players. Sometimes
I understand what you're saying. Yep. You're talking about the amount and volume of changes he makes game to game. I understand that. Were you disappointed with what Mexico did with this whole party and celebration in Mexico City? Does that bother you that the players, caught in the act doing that? Or is that just young guys having fun?
No, not at all. I think, you know, they're human beings. I mean, they should be allowed to have fun, you know. I think that's something, you know, that's their time. That's their lives, you know. I think The only thing that sucks, you know, it's like a lot of people are criticizing the Chile nation, you know, the Chile team. Most of those guys, you know, there was rumors out there that they were always partying, they were always goofing around, you know, and you know, it sucks to not see them at the World Cup. You know, I guess if it doesn't get to that point, you know, I think it's totally fine.
Well, listen, the United States lost its humility, got arrogant, lost its leadership, and that's why we're not at the World Cup. But I think in the long run, it's probably going to be a better thing for the U.S. because now all these young players have been able to really kind of begin to shine and have opportunity that they never would have gotten, because it would have been the same old, if in fact the U.S. didn't get knocked out. So I, as much as it's kind of sad from a big picture perspective that we don't have the United States to pull for in this World Cup and kind of surround ourselves around and support, I do think it's going to lead to better things. And I think we got a little bit of a bump up in happiness today with the World Cup going to the unified bit of the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Martin, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate it. Good luck with Mexico in the World Cup. Oh, I think I dropped Martin. Okay, so Daspit Law Firm, second hour sponsor. We appreciate Martin there. And by the way, when you heard our intro music, you heard at the end there, gave a big shout out to the Honduran community. You know I love the Honduran community. Gave him a big shout out. Moment for John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. He is the presenting sponsor, and his firm is the presenting sponsor of this second hour. They're bilingual, 713-322-4878. Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work for you 24/7, nights and weekends. Call 713-322-HURT. Get to the website for advice at DaspitLaw.com. Also, get down to King's Court, 903 Hutchins Street. Indian and British cuisine down there. The beautiful deck looking at BBVA Compass Stadium. KingsCourtTX.com. Great place down there. All kinds of differing beers, a great beer selection, great cocktail selection, great mixture of Indian and British cuisine, and it is the perfect place to go pre- and post-game for any games, including the Dynamo, at BBVA Compass Stadium. Let's take an FM kitchen and bar break, a Bud Light break. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. You say
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Los Angeles. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
Guardiola, who plays it deep, Saifi, with a header. Howard gratefully claims it. Distribution, brilliant. Landon Donovan, there are things on here for the USA. Can they do it here? Cross, and Dempsey is denied again, and Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this? Go, go, USA! Certainly through! Oh, it's incredible! You could not write a script like this!
You couldn't write a script like not being in the World Cup, and that's where we are here in 2018, but brighter days are ahead. That was from 2010 in South Africa, Landon Donovan, with that iconic goal for the United States. As we welcome you back to Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the World Cup, 713-780-3776. Based on what has happened with the Spanish national team and Julen Lopetegui, who has obviously been fired by the Spanish FA after he revealed to the players he was going to Real Madrid, they dropped this bombshell 72 hours before the game against Portugal that they will take on. That's Group B. That's coming up on the 15th. Okay, so that's on Friday. So this all goes down. Spanish President Luis Rubiales comes. He fires him. Come to find out that a number of the Real Madrid players knew this was going to happen. Florentin Perez has been a part of this. potential split in the camp here ahead of a huge game against Portugal. Just bizarre, the timing of all this, and why this could wait another 5 weeks. I don't know what I'm missing here. But you had to fire the guy. They blew it. And there are agents involved in this, and there's all kinds of things that make this a little bit unsavory. And the question is, will this galvanize the Spanish national team, or will it not? That is part of the problem. We also had the great news today, U.S., Mexico, Canada, the bid awarded for the 2026 World Cup. Had to figure. A lot of money to be made, and hopefully it can give the game a big boost. That is 8 years away. 713-780-3776 is the number to call. 713-780-3776. The World Cup is here. The games are going to be played during working hours. There's only one thing that's going to be able to help us survive this catastrophe. Our friends with them. It's easier to sneak from your boss, make up excuses, extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. So here's to the friends you can always count on. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games. Between 11 and 12 tomorrow over at the Gorgeous Gale, Luis Gil of the Houston Dynamo will be there. And then we're going to do 7 live shows there as well. So Soccer Matters is going to camp out at the Gorgeous Gale. And we thank our other great bars and establishments for their support as well, including FM Kitchen and Bar, and also the King's Court down in Edo. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Patience Award tonight will go to Christian. Christian, you're on the air. Thank you very much for holding.
Good evening, Mr. Davis. I know you're pumped and excited for the World Cup that you are going to be calling for Fox Sports Television and probably Fox Sports Radio.
I think it goes out on radio. I think they're taking a simulcast. I'm not 100% sure about that now that you brought that up. I do know it'll be on Sirius in some form or fashion. So, we're going to have all the soccer talk right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll continue to do our shows here from Los Angeles next week and the week after. So that's what we got. Then we got live shows, Christian, at the Gorgeous Gale in Houston. We've got 7 of them, which is going to be a blast during the World Cup. It's going to be a lot of fun for local soccer fans. What's up?
Exactly. Now, there's two questions I want to talk about. The main thing being, of course, Morocco lost out on the bid for 2026 this morning to the United bid of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. But how do you think that this World Cup, the 2018 World Cup that they are involved in, will help them improve and, you know, help their fans stop being teary-eyed about losing the 2026 bid?
Well, they're two separate things. Any country that's in a World Cup is bringing attention to it. And that's, I think, the thing that we have to recognize with World Cups. They come only every 4 years. It's amazing that you're in them. It's an opportunity to grow the sport in your country. It's an opportunity to represent your country. It's prideful. It's nationalistic. So it doesn't matter if you're Iran, Morocco, Portugal, Denmark, France, Peru, Argentina, Croatia, Nigeria, Senegal, Russia, Brazil. These are moments of pride for people. So the fact that all these teams are here, there is much to be gained. And the hope is that on the world stage you can produce and present something special to your countrymen.
Exactly. And if you think about it, like what they said in their presentation, they have, about 2 stadiums that are fully playable, and they're going to have to build the rest by scratch in order to actually build that soccer culture in that country. I mean, you have to think, if Morocco even makes a peep of success in this tournament, it's probably going to make a lot of noise.
Well, look, I think one of the advantages to the U.S., Canada, and Mexico unified bid was the fact that there's a lot of the infrastructure already in place. Infrastructure would have had to have been built in Morocco. There was a report that came out. In the report, it certainly favored the unified bid, which I think sways people. The FIFA report that came out, and it probably swayed a lot of people. So this makes sense to me. Makes real sense. And look, for every team that's participating in the World Cup, simply being there, you don't have to score a goal. All you got to do is play 3 games. you're going home $8 million richer. So that's not a bad thing. Anything else, Christian?
One more question. When it comes down to the excitement level for the World Cup in Russia, I know you're over there getting ready to call matches in L.A. with Fox Sports, but how do you think that the excitement level in Russia is going to be tomorrow when Russia takes on Saudi Arabia in that first game?
I think there's real trepidation, actually. I think there'll be the excitement around the celebration of the World Cup opening. But Russia has really, really struggled. I think they've lost 6-7 straight games now. They're coming into this limping. They don't want to be a host nation that doesn't advance out of group play. And, you know, they're in with Russia. Russia's in with Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Uruguay. It's certainly a group you could advance from. But, look, Egypt's going to get Mo Salah back. That's going to be a huge boost for them. Saudi Arabia, you know, is basically thanks for coming. You're going to be $8 million richer, but they do have a couple of technical players, and against Russia, they can cause some problems. And then you got Uruguay with Edison Cavani and Luis Suarez. We all know that Uruguay can do damage in World Cups. We've seen it happen. We saw it in 2010 in South Africa. This is the kind of the final go round for Diego Godin and the golden generation of Uruguay. They have some younger players that help them with their possession game now. You know, Uruguay and I picked Uruguay and Egypt to go out of Group A. I picked Egypt over Russia. But, you know, the host nation not advancing would not be a good thing.
I see. Well, other than that, you know, thanks for having me on and asking these two questions. I know you got to get going and get prepared for the World Cup, and I will talk to you on social media until then, at Glenn Davis SLC.
All right, I appreciate that promotion, Christian. You always do that for me. I don't even have to put my Twitter out because Christian comes on and does it for me. Thank you very much, Christian. So Christian Wayne in there. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to call. And you got something to say about the World Cup. I think the big thing that broke today was, the fact that Spain's coach has been fired. It is a huge, huge moment. Again, it's a storyline going into this. Tuesday, Julen Lopetegui, one of the pronunciations, Julen Lopetegui, informed the team that he was going to be taking over the Real Madrid job, taking the place of Zinedine Zidane. He had committed to a contract with Spain about a month ago. So he's already breaking the contract with his agent. Florentino Perez had been in contact with him and players on the Spanish national team. He can't keep his fingers out of it. He's always causing all kinds of problems. Sergio Ramos and the Real Madrid players knew about this. You wonder if there's going to be a split in the camp. And all those Real Madrid fans in Houston, give me your thoughts. 713-780-3776 or Spanish national team, 713-780-3776. So if you're the president of the Spanish FA, you're Luis Rubiales, and you find all this out, this has been going on behind the scenes, that your coach has told the players that he's leaving for Real Madrid, do you have any other option than to fire him? I mean, do you let him stay and then coach in a World Cup? Makes the Spanish FA look like fools. 713-780-3776. That's the big one that dropped today. Tomorrow, Russia will start off the World Cup. They will take on Saudi Arabia. I think we're all looking forward to getting up tomorrow and catching that game tomorrow morning. I think it's going to be very, very exciting to finally kick off this World Cup and kind of get this going in 2018. I think it would be, you know, tomorrow morning is going to be a big one for all of us. I think we're all truly anticipating what's going to go down when things kick off in Russia. And there's a lot of unknown as well. I don't think there's any question. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number. Chino, what's on your mind, Chino?
Hey, what's up, Glenn?
Chino, good to hear your voice. One of America's best. Thank you, Chino, for calling in, buddy.
Miss talking to you. I'm missing you at the games.
Yeah, I hope I run into you down at one of the Dynamo games soon. Boy, you and I have known each other a long time. We talked a lot of Serie A many, many years ago.
Many years ago when I was deployed out in 06.
I'll never forget. You. That's how we met, right? We were corresponding because of soccer, and you were deployed, and you were doing something a lot more important and risky than I was, and that's how we became friends. It was a great story, and then I think I told you that my dad was a World War II veteran as well, so we had that commonality.
Yeah. We had a lot in common. I remember we kept in touch, and I appreciate that a lot from you. So I had a call for this World Cup. You know, it's tomorrow, and I was like, let me hit Glenn up.
I love it. What do you got on your mind? What are you thinking about tomorrow?
Well, there's a lot of things. I mean, if you ask me who I think is going to win the World Cup, I would have said Argentina. But like I had mentioned before, I have been saying that I think they dropped the ball and not taking Inter Icardi. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a big miss, Icardi. Yeah, I do too. I mean, it's been amazing some of the players that aren't going. Leroy Sané with Germany, Icardi with Argentina. Some of these omissions are incredible. And I mean, coaches and managers have their reasons. You know, you just wish you could really know deep down what it really was.
I mean, like if you look at the World Cup qualifying phase, you notice that Argentina was like 32 last in goals scored, and in no game did Aguero score, and I believe Higuain just scored one goal. So with all these lack of goals from Argentina, you figured they would enter the Icardi factor, being that he's in hot form, he led the Serie A in goals, and he's the captain. So you kind of figure like, man, how'd that happen? So, you know, I was thinking that Argentina was going to win the World Cup. I really did think that, but I kind of got to change that now. But I really don't know. I still think Germany probably would do it again.
You're picking Germany to do it again? We'll take your calls, too, if you want to weigh in on who you think is going to win the World Cup. Chino's picking Germany. Look, with Argentina, I believe they started off with Iceland. They are in a challenging group, I think, in some ways. I think if Argentina didn't have the problems we think they'd have, we'd say they're a lock. But I think defensively they have shown some real liability. Sergio Romero, their goalkeeper's injured. It's what Argentina does without the ball and how they play without the ball. That's what concerns me. So they've got Croatia, Iceland, and Nigeria. Croatia is no pushover. Luka Modric, Ivan Rakitic. Iceland, Gylfi Sigurdsson, that's a collective bunch. Those guys are going to fight like warriors. And then you got Nigeria, who's unpredictable, could be up and down. Supposedly a more put-together, more composed Nigeria under the manager Gernot Rohr. I have not seen that in their two friendlies heading up to the World Cup. What we do know is they have some very good talent and unpredictable attacking talent. Victor Moses, Alex Iwobi, Ighalo. Is the big, tall center forward. Musa, John Obi Mikel, Iheanacho from Manchester City. So there's no doubt there's talent there, but it's the wonderment of what is going to show up when it comes to the Super Eagles of Nigeria. So there's Group D in Argentina.
They always have talent. I think they've always just bumped heads when it comes to the national team. I think it was always had to do with egos, I believe, but they've always been talented, you know.
No doubt Argentina produces great talented players. I just don't think they're producing the defenders now and the leaders in those positions that maybe they've had in the past.
I hope Messi can do it. I mean, if Argentina wins the World Cup, Messi can probably surpass Maradona. Maybe.
I think there's a lot of people, Chino, certainly would pull to see Messi lifting the trophy based on how he's handled his career and what he's done as a career, no doubt about it. Chino, I got to take a break here because I'm on a hard break and getting the word from my producer, Tyler Scott. But let me tell you something. Warm my heart to hear your voice. Thank you for calling in. I remember our correspondence when you were deployed, and I hope everything in life is going well for you.
Thank you. And I appreciate everything from you, Glenn. I'll keep in touch with you. You have a good one. I'll keep listening.
Please do, and I hope I see you down at a Dynamo game.
Oh, we will. We will. All right, take care, Glenn.
That's our good man, Chino, and he was a big Inter Milan fan. I remember that, and he was overseas and wanted to talk soccer, and he did. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Daspit Law Firm, again, they are the ones bringing you the second hour. John Daspit and his firm, they're personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Big thanks to the Daspit Law Firm. You get in an accident, you need support, you need advice, you need somebody who's going to handle your case. That's the Daspit Law Firm. Whether it's industrial, construction, plant, refinery, 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm will have you covered. They're going to work for you 24-7, nights and weekends, 713-322-HURT. Hit the website, DaspitLaw.com, and they are proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a gorgeous gale break.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Those goosebumps every time, yeah, when you're not around, when you throw that to the side. I get those goosebumps every time. Yeah.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Los Angeles. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The second hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, earlier today, we heard about this huge controversy around Spain. They lose their manager. He gets fired by the Spanish FA. Led us to remember about 98 World Cup where the U.S. was very split. Here's Marcelo Balboa talking about that. Now, let me ask you a question back to 98. Is there any accountability on the players for what went down in 98?
Oh, 100%, Glenn. I don't think anybody's going to shy away from the fact that we didn't get the job done. You know what I mean? I mean, from the guys that were on the field to the guys who were on the bench, we were a team. But at the end of the day, I go back and say you're divided already from day one. When you're put up in a vineyard with nothing to do but have a pool there, and the coaches were at another vineyard playing golf every day, that right there was the biggest problem we had. There was a division between the coach, not the coaches, the coach, and the rest of the players.
Yeah, and that leads to that question of, you know, it's interesting where all the differing national teams have put their camps. Some teams are going to be flying an inordinate amount of miles, others less.
Yeah.
That whole logistics of where you are and how much connection you should have to the cup and not, that's a big one, right?
You know what? Everybody's different, Glenn. I'll tell you, us, when we were in 90, where was our first World Cup? We wanted to be a part of the World Cup in Italy. You know what I mean? We wanted to feel like it was a World Cup. So we never know if you're going to get back to one. In 98,
right,
we wanted to feel like we were in the World Cup. We knew that was going to be our last one for a lot of us. So we wanted to feel like we were a part of it. And we were put so far away from everything that it felt like we were just at a tournament and we were just going in to play games and we'd go right back out and you didn't get the experience of what a World Cup's about. So that was disappointing. I would think the players would want to be somewhere close. You're not driving very far to practice. You're not driving far to the stadium. And if you have to jump on a plane, you don't want to drive 4 hours to the airport. So I think convenience for the players and the staff is always important and good.
So that was Marcelo Balboa just talking about the logistics and everything and where teams put their camps. They went back to 98. We remember when Steve Sampson was the coach and team was a bit split there. There was an incident with John Harkes and Eric Winalda and family. Just a lot of crazy things happening then. And these are the dynamics that have to be in place when you go to a World Cup. And you have to wonder now, what is going to happen with Spain? Does this galvanize Spain that Fernando Hierro has now been named the coach after the firing of the coach that was leading the team into the World Cup, Laputegue? Who knows? But it certainly is not the way you want to be going into it. And Hierro is going to have to get everybody basically on the same page. Glenn Davis here from my friends at Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years. In fact, at least I've bought from Advantage numerous times. Love the drive of a BMW. It's like no other. I've got a 5 Series. Love it. It is the ultimate driving machine. But the thing that I really love also at Advantage BMW is the customer service as well. Customer service, second to none. You go in there whenever you need maintenance, you get alerted to that fact. Advantage BMW has you covered, sales, service, finance. It's in Midtown. It's easy to get to. They love soccer down there. Philip Southwick, all the guys there, and Justin McGehee, Sergio Martinez, they all love the game down there. AdvantageBMWHouston.com, proud sponsors of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. And don't forget, for all your furniture needs when it comes to contemporary, it's the Great Dane. And I know Jan Christensen is going to be excited about Danish Inspiration's contemporary furniture, but he's even more excited about the fact that Denmark is in the World Cup. So Denmark in Group C, Australia, Denmark, France, and Peru. That's a very, very good group. And Denmark are hoping to make some waves in the World Cup. DanishInspirations.com, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, and our friends at Liberty Kitchen as well. Carl Eves, he'll be pulling for the Three Lions of England. Liberty Kitchen, you know, they got locations all over River Oaks, Memorial City, the Heights. They've got places that are wonderful for business meetings, whether you got 100 or 10. Sit in the dining room, private spaces, great locations, all very interesting and different in their own right. River Oaks is right by the Galleria. Then you got the Memorial City Treehouse location, and then the Heights is very much like an Austin-type place. You specialize in modern comfort food, Gulf Coast influences. Oysters a big part of it, the signature bacon jam and macaroni and cheese. It is the it's just a great spot to hit. I hit there quite often. I love the hot smoked Seattle salmon, the mac and cheese, yellowfin tuna mignon. We are going to get them up in studio with their food as well. And our thanks to Liberty Kitchen, River Oaks, Memorial City, and the Heights. And the last one to mention here. If you want the best 4K video technology, you want to watch the World Cup in clarity, you need home theater installation. You need my friend Jesse, 281-506-7822, www.ths3inc.com. That's Tranquility Home Systems. Jesse, 281-506-7822. I'm giving you his personal phone number. Give it a call. He'll give you a quote. He'll get you on your way to home theater installation. Get the free quote from Jesse, 281-506-7822. So tomorrow, we kick off this beautiful thing called the World Cup. We're kicking it off with the knowledge that the unified bid won out over Morocco and that the United States, Mexico, and Canada will host the 2026 World Cup. Tomorrow, it all gets underway in Russia. It is Russia taking on Saudi Arabia tomorrow morning. And we'll be back in a week's time from Los Angeles for more of the best in soccer talk. Don't forget our podcast at podcastarena.com. And my thanks tonight to Tyler Scott back in the saddle here, taking over for Jesus Partida. It's fun having you back, Tyler. Thank you very much for all the work tonight.
You got it. It's fun being back.
All right. That'll do it tonight. And our thanks to everybody here at ESPN LA. Good night, everyone.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.